The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Ms. Cheney refuses to accept the cold reality that's staring her right in the face. The party has just moved on. They're just not into you.
To give credit to the former administration, you know, they put together Operation Warp Speed, which was really important in getting things rolling.
So if we can't blame President Biden for the fact that many schools are still closed, do we blame teachers unions?
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
There's a very difficult developing story out of Minnesota. A juror in the Derek Chauvin murder trial attended a Black Lives Matter protest before the trial, despite telling the court he had not. A photo of this young man, Brandon Mitchell, that was originally posted on social media around the August 28th event, began circulating online and on multiple news sites. The picture shows him wearing a T-shirt with the words, "Get your knee off our necks," and BLM. And of course, as everybody knows, the whole trial involved Derek Chauvin pressing his knee upon George Floyd's neck for 9 minutes and 29 seconds. It's a mess. It's a dreadful, dreadful development, because the problem is a couple of things. This juror chose to be revealed. These jurors were guaranteed anonymity. But he went on ABC's Good Morning America and, well, didn't sound exactly like a juror who is to be impartial and fair and objective would sound. I mean, you know, the really important thing about the Derek Chauvin case is, as reprehensible as it was, he was entitled to a fair trial determined by impartial jurors. That's just a fact. So listen to Brandon Mitchell on ABC's Good Morning America this week, and you tell me how fair and impartial he sounds.
We weren't watching the news, so we don't know what was going on. We were really just locked in on the case. And then with so much stress coming from the case, I mean, those things are so secondary. His legacy is now cemented in history. It's now become so much bigger than him and as an individual. He's now become almost, he's become a legacy. And it's a legacy that will forever be here, and it's forever going to, it will hopefully create some change within society. And that is huge.
Last night, I saw Francie Hakes, who is a former federal prosecutor, on Tucker Carlson's show. And she made a point that really did feel like kind of a punch to the gut. Because listen, I'm not going to try to sugarcoat this. This would be pretty dreadful if the verdict was overturned and the trial was overturned on appeal, and we had to go through this whole trial again of Derek Chauvin. That would be real bad. But it seems to me that, legally speaking, there's a real problem that is emerging here, as Francie Hakes addressed last night on Fox News Channel.
The biggest concern for me is the justice system, and that is specifically whether, as a juror, he was candid to the court. He was under oath and was required to be candid to the court when he answered the questions so that Derek Chauvin got a fair trial. And it's a real question to me whether or not this juror was candid. It looks very much like he wasn't when he answered no to the questions that you noted earlier, that he had not been to such a protest. This goes to the very heart of Derek Chauvin's defense and getting a fair trial, having jurors that are impartial. And you don't just have a juror here who may have lied to the court, which is enough of a concern potentially to overturn the verdict.
The Minneapolis Star Tribune quotes a guy named Joseph Daley, who's emeritus professor at Mitchell Hamline School of Law, as saying, if this juror, Mitchell, specifically was asked, have you ever participated in a Black Lives Matter demonstration? And he answered no to that. I think that would be an important appealable issue. Wow, what a mess. It's a true mess, and it is all I have is a sense of dread over what may be coming. But let's go back to the core question. Does an American citizen, even Derek Chauvin, deserve a fair trial? Does something that was captured on video, even as reprehensible as Derek Chauvin's act, is that subject to a fair trial? What a heavy lift it's going to be for them to overturn this in the climate that we're in right now. Wow. Well, Wednesday, welcome in. It is May the 5th, 2021. Hard to believe we're already well into May. Yikes. 1-800-655-MIKE is our number. Press 1 to come on air with us, 2 to leave a voicemail. You can always text us your comments on the MyPillow text line, which is also 800-655-MIKE. Your voice, your perspective, your reaction to all of it. And it's also big breaking news day, too. I know this will shock you, but Facebook did not have a change of heart in Donald Trump's status on their platform. I know that'll shock you. We'll get your reaction to all of it coming up. 800-655-MIKE.
Want the Mike Gallagher Show 24/7? There's an app for that. Go to MikeOnline.com.
I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
Hey, Mike, I'm calling about the juror in the Derek Chauvin case, and I want to say that it's pretty egregious that he was at that march, but what's worse is that he lied about it during his jury questionnaire. He said he had not been involved in any type of activity like that.
Now, understand, let me clarify or push back. I don't know that it's egregious. He went to a march on Washington commemorating the anniversary of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech. What's egregious is denying that he was a part of any kind of anti-police protest. And he's got a T-shirt on social media back in August, take your knee off our necks.
Mike, to say that this guy doesn't deserve a fair trial is nonsense. I absolutely believe that he reacted the wrong way and did not handle the situation the way he should have. But even Ted Bundy had a fair trial. Thanks, Mike.
Everybody deserves a fair trial. Here's a text message on the MyPillow text line. This juror, Brandon Mitchell, seeking fame and fortune, coming out as a juror, just created a mistrial for Derek Chauvin. You cannot be an activist and an impartial juror. It's impossible. And un-American. What a mess. And I just have nothing but a sense of not only sadness, but I think the right word is dread. I'm like, holy crap, what was this guy thinking? And as I said to somebody this morning, why in the world do you got to go on ABC Good Morning America and talk about what a legacy George Floyd left? Can you let your actions speak for themselves? Or do you have to, you know, sit down with Robin Roberts or The View or, you know, what's her name, Savannah Guthrie? Why? And apparently it was his decision to go public with who he was, who he is, that led to social media finding out this T-shirt, this activist BLM T-shirt he's wearing. How are you an activist and an impartial juror? I mean, really, how could you be neutral or objective? What a mess. What a mess. Brian, we'll start with you. How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, Mr. Gallagher?
Pretty good, pretty good. What do you make of what we're hearing about this juror in the Derek Chauvin case?
You know, it does. Even if the jury was fine, you have all the politicians opening their mouths, and there's just no way. I mean, with the kind of press that this whole situation got, everybody knows about this. I don't know how you can find a legitimate jury that would not go into this with any preconceived notions.
Could be impossible. I mean, one of the things they wanted to do, Chauvin's defense team wanted to have the trial moved out of Minneapolis, you know, because he couldn't get a fair trial.
That would have been the smart thing.
Go ahead. Whoop, I lost you. Go ahead, Brian. Go ahead, Brian. Cut off there. You think it would have been smart to move the trial?
Yeah, it would have been smart to move it out of Minneapolis, and, you know, the judge should have started with sequestering the jury. I don't know how much that would have done, but...
How do you not sequester the jury? I mean, Brian, there's much about this that when you look at it, it was insane. How about Minneapolis announcing a $27 million settlement with the family during jury selection?
You know, we could just, there are so many different points to talk about this. I don't think your show is long enough.
No, I know, but give it our best shot. Thank you, Brian. One open line, 800-655-MIKE. Honest to goodness, think about that. We're gonna give Derek, George Floyd's family, it was $27 million, right? 27 or 22, many, many millions of dollars. And we're going to announce that to the world as they're selecting Brandon Mitchell and other jurors. Jurors who were not sequestered, and we're going to just rely on them to say, we won't watch the news. Yeah, right, you won't watch the news. Sure you won't. This is bad. This is really, really bad. Gay, you're up. Hi, Gay, how are you?
Hey, Mike, how are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm actually pretty good today, but I'm worried about this story.
I'm telling you, me too. But first off, you made my day by sharing the news about Joey Hudson this morning because
yes, ma'am,
he's been in our thoughts and prayers. And
let me give everybody up to date for the benefit of people who didn't hear. My dear, dear friend, morning host in the upstate of South Carolina, Joey Hudson, director of our foundation, a known Joey and Peg for over 30 years, has had some real medical problems and real challenges. He and I both, weirdly, we both had hernias. Mine went fine. I had a surgery a couple weeks ago. He had his last week. He had some post-surgical problems and complications, but we got great news this morning. He's on full recovery. He's on the mend. He's going to be great, and prayer really, really works. So thank you, Gay, for mentioning it, and thank you for your prayers. I'm over the moon that he's going to be okay. I've been so worried about him. I've been sick about what he's been through this week. I mean, Gay, honest to goodness, I won't give you all the gory details. You can't believe what this poor guy has been through. It's not fair.
Yeah.
So thank you for praying for him. I'm glad he's going to be. I'm glad we got good news today.
Thank you, Mike.
So go ahead. What do you think about Derek Chauvin? Tell me a little bit about what your reaction is.
Yeah, what I wanted to say was as much as I was so relieved to have the trial behind us and have that over with, just such a hard time for our country, every American deserves a fair trial. And, yeah. And there's no way you can look at all the different things that are being pointed out.
But the trial, here's the problem, Gay, and this is what we have to all struggle with, I guess. If there were bat crap crazy things like Minneapolis announcing a $27 million settlement as they're picking the jury, you think they're going to say, well, let's throw out the conviction now because one of the jurors was evidently a Black Lives Matter activist. I don't think they will. I think they're going to say that that's just okay. Wait, what you going to take on the world? And I have said repeatedly, as a white Republican radio host, we should never avoid or ignore or trivialize the anguish and the pain that 9-minute video caused millions of people all over the world. It wasn't just an American issue; it was a worldwide issue. There were rallies for George Floyd, and there were marches, peaceful marches, as well as violent ones, but many peaceful, mostly peaceful, all over the world. So you can't ignore that. If you've got to try to put yourself in somebody else's shoes and say, how can you see a cop digging his knee into somebody's neck for 9.5 minutes and nobody doing anything about it, and the guy dies? Listen, I just hope we don't have to. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what the right thing is here, because I believe with all of my heart in a fair and impartial trial. I believe Derek Chauvin deserved a fair trial. If he didn't get one, I guess he has to get one. Am I wrong? 800-655-MIKE.
Mike Gallagher Show.
So let's end cancer as we know it.
If socialism or communism cured cancer, China would have cured it a long time ago. Instead, all communist China's government does is spread disease. Government can't run the post office. It can't stop illegal aliens and drugs pouring over that border. But we're to believe these nitwits can cure cancer? Right.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Portions of our show are brought to you by Stamps.com. Boy, do I love this great ability to not have to go to the post office. You ever been to the post office? Still paying full price for postage? Thanks to Stamps.com, you don't have to. Mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. You can send letters, ship packages. You're going to pay less, a lot less. You're going to get big discounted rates that you would pay ordinarily with USPS, UPS, and more. Stamps.com, whether you're a small office sending invoices, maybe an Etsy shop shipping out orders, or just navigating the hybrid work life, Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. I've been a Stamps.com customer for years. All I do is use my computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send. No risk. And when you use my promo code MikeG, you're going to get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and be sure to enter promo code MikeG. Stamps.com, promo code MikeG, Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. You know, as we're sort of reeling from this crazy news about the potential of a Derek Chauvin mistrial due to the actions of one of the jurors who decided to go on national TV, I also saw this story about a 35-year-old woman from California. She's facing hate crime charges for harassing a black Amazon delivery driver with racial slurs last month, allegedly. Interesting. Here's her identity. I mean, Julie Warland is accused of targeting the Amazon delivery driver as he was finishing up his deliveries in North Berkeley. Warland, along with her boyfriend, allegedly confronted McIntosh. She accused him of speeding. The black Amazon driver told a TV station in California the couple followed him to his next stop, where she started screaming at him, allegedly, and calling him names, including the N-word. So she gets identified, and she faces potentially hate crime charges. So what about the lady who insulted and harassed and racially attacked the Hispanic police officer in California? How do we still not know her identity? I mean, you can find it if you look online. Apparently, she is evidently an English professor at a college in the Los Angeles area. I don't know if it's the right woman or not, because the mainstream media isn't touching it. Why isn't Fox News identifying her? There's got to be more to this story. Surely it can't be that when a white woman racially attacks a black Amazon delivery driver, she faces hate crime charges and gets identified, but a black woman who racially assaults a Hispanic police officer gets protected. Surely it can't just be, it just can't come to that, can it? Doesn't make any sense to me at all. There's a lot of stuff that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. There is an impassioned video that's gone viral. A Georgia police officer had a TikTok rant that went viral. We're going to play that for you here in just a moment or two. In the meantime, let's go back to your phone calls. If you're just joining us, I mean, just awful news that one of the jurors in the Derek Chauvin murder trial attended the March on Washington last summer. And now there's a lot of speculation about his motives for serving on the trial, and it could very well become grounds for an appeal. Here's Frank in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis-St. Paul. Hey, Frank, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hello, I love the show.
Oh, thank you, Frank. I appreciate
it. Thank you very much. Actually, I live in Rochester, Minnesota, and I got a quick question and a comment.
Sure.
Question, couldn't that juror be brought up on a perjury charge, since he was under oath to tell the truth on his jury questionnaire?
That's literally what this former prosecutor, Francie Hakes, said last night on Fox News. There could be consequences, and there could be, there could be accountability if he didn't tell the truth on the jury. Apparently, that juror questionnaire is under oath, Frank.
That's what I heard. Any comment? I live in Rochester, Minnesota, home of the Mayo Clinic. And personally, I hope they keep that trial if they do a mistrial, retrial in Minneapolis, because I don't want any chaos in my hometown. You know, keep the garbage up in Minneapolis where it happened, because it's heard everywhere. Everyone knows about the Derek Chauvin, Mr. Floyd case.
Well, wait a minute. Let me ask you a question, Frank, since you're in Minnesota. A week or so ago, I saw somebody on TV, I think it was Juan Williams, say this is a lie, that there were buildings burned, that there was fires, that there was violence in Minnesota. How do you respond to that claim?
I guess there were fires all around the country due to the situation, but, you know, the peaceful protesters only set a couple of fires, you know, to warm their hands. It was a cold.
It was a cold night. Yeah, they were just trying to. They rubbed some sticks together to make like the Boy Scouts do around the campfire.
Got some marshmallows and some s'mores.
Yeah.
No. But any game, you know, what Derek Chauvin did was criminal. He deserves to serve time.
Agreed.
But, you know, there has to be truth in the jury pool. Like you said, there can't be activism involved. He deserves a fair trial. But if there's a mistrial due to the situation, keep it in Minneapolis, please.
All right, Frank, appreciate it. 800-655-MIKE. Karen, you're next. Hi, Karen. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for joining us. I appreciate it.
I just wanted to say that that juror, you know, you wonder what he was thinking whenever he lied on the application. I'm beginning to believe that he didn't think, or else he wouldn't have gone public with his identity trying to get money and risking the consequences.
Well, that's what I don't understand. Why do you, I don't know about money. I don't know that ABC Good Morning America paid him, but what's he doing? Why would you want to be identified as a juror when your identity, you were you had the protection of anonymity? What's the point in coming forward? And you know, I don't get that at all, Karen.
I think they just don't think, Mike. I'm beginning to believe they don't have brains in their heads.
Who's they? What do you mean by they? Be careful, Karen.
I
don't know what you mean, but you got to be. I mean, there's no they about thinking other than anybody who is. Listen. It's so important to discern between people who march peacefully and people who committed acts of violence. And there's a big difference. Big difference. 800-655-MIKE. Unfortunately, a lot of times we just kind of lump everybody together and put everybody into one big category. And we wind up doing what we hate about what the left does to us. Look at policing in America. Look at this despicable woman the other day, that video that went viral. We played it yesterday. Did you hear this? We have that from yesterday, Pavs. Let's play it. This is the lady in the car with the cop yesterday, or that we played yesterday. This is apparently a Hispanic law enforcement officer who sees this dummy driving around waving her, using her cell phone, pointing her cell phone at people, and he pulled her over. You can't drive with your cell phone. Listen to the exchange.
I don't know why I'm being harassed today, because I was going under the speed limit. I was going at 38.
Yes, you are, ma'am. Good morning.
And the speed limit is 40, and I was going 38, so why are you harassing me?
You are correct. I pulled you over because
You're a murderer. Yes, I started to record because you're a murderer.
You can't be on your cell phone while you're driving.
I wasn't on my phone. I was recording you because you scared me.
You can't use your cell phone while you're recording.
I can record you.
May I have your driver's license?
It's at my apartment.
What's your apartment?
It's at my home. I'm just taking my son to his.
Do you have your driver's license?
I mistakenly left it at home.
Do you have a picture of your driver's license?
Yes, I do.
May I have it?
And can you call your supervisor, please?
I already did. He's on his way.
Good, because you're a murderer.
Okay.
And so you're giving me a cell phone ticket? Is that why you're harassing me?
Not harassment. Yeah. I am enforcing the law.
I have a right to and record the police when they're harassing me.
By all means, but you can't do it while you're driving.
Doesn't texting or none of that.
You had that
you
picture?
You scared me and made me think you were going to murder me.
Okay, well, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Well, that's not just a feeling. You're a murderer.
Okay. Can you zoom in on that for me,
Jim? Sure.
Thank you.
And I'm perfectly legal, and I'm a teacher.
Congratulations.
You're a murderer.
What's your last name? I can't see that there.
Well,
if
here you go, murderer.
Stop shaking. Zoom in on that for me.
No, because you're scaring me. You're threatening to kill me and my son. Can you give me
I'll tell you what. You keep smiling.
Yeah,
you're on camera.
You're trying to threaten to kill me.
I didn't say that.
You're the one who's crazy.
Hold that still. I can't see that. Is this your car?
Yes, it is. You're trying to say I stole my own car because you're jealous?
Yeah,
I
don't think
about?
So. You wait for me right here, okay?
You're jealous.
Citation. All you need to do is your signature. He's only citing you for using your cell phone while you're driving. That's it.
Here you go, ma'am. Sign inside the red box right there.
For him being a Mexican racist. What is that name? Gasco.
It's on the citation, ma'am.
Here you go, Mexican racist. You're always going to be a Mexican. You'll never be white. You know that, right? You'll never be white, which is what you really want to be.
There you go, dear. Have a good day.
You want to be white so bad.
Now, the easy way out is to say she's mentally ill, she's a lunatic, she's deranged, she's got mental issues. I'm just afraid there are a whole lot of people that feel exactly the way she feels. And my question is, if this 35-year-old woman in California is facing hate crime charges for harassing a black Amazon delivery driver, And this woman is identified in California, in North Berkeley. What in the world is the difference between that and this case? Why is this woman continue to be protected from being identified publicly, shamed for what she said to that cop? And one would imagine face, you know, termination from her job. Who wants that miserable human being teaching children? Here is a cop in Georgia, Major Kelvin Dingle. He's a police officer and an operation commander at the Morehouse School of Medicine Department of Public Safety in the Atlanta area. He did a video on TikTok that went viral, and for good reason.
I'm tired. I am so tired. I wake up every morning and kiss my family goodbye, knowing that there's a possibility I won't come home. I am tired of every time I wake up in the morning, there's someone else polarizing the fact that maybe law enforcement is just not a good thing. All of us are not bad. I am not as they are. Most of us are not. There are bad people in every career. I'm so tired, tired, tired.
What an important reminder that these men and women who put on a gun and a badge every day, hope this isn't the last day. You know how many officers have been killed in 2021? You think this shrew in California helps? You think her miserable, racist, bigoted attitude toward Hispanics and cops, for that matter, is contributing or helping the cause of policing in America? I mean, it's inconceivable that this woman hasn't yet been identified, and we haven't heard yet that she has been justly fired. But I'll bet if she's an English professor, as is reported, at some college, she's got tenure, right? She's enlightened. She's woke. She's intersectional. She's one of the good guys. And that Hispanic officer, probably making less money than she makes as a professor, he's the bad guy, she's the good guy, right? Unreal. 12 minutes before the hour, 800-655-MIKE. Portions of our show brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans.
Hey, Mike, yeah, I don't think Chauvin got a fair trial. Not only did they have the biased juror, but like you said, we're sure that they watched the news and whatnot, and nobody's talking about Maxine Waters and her threats.
Yeah, Mike, if this woman has an emergency, she needs to call BLM or Antifa and should be banned from calling 911.
And when the government says, forget about prayers and thoughts, we'll take care of it, that's when people need to pray more. Tomorrow is the National Day of Prayer.
Wonderful reminder. Never forget your faith. Lean into it. Pray. Prayer works. I got some great news today about a dear friend of mine who got some good medical news. Yesterday I signed a contract extension. You're stuck with me for many years to come. I'm proud of that. I'm proud to partner with places like the Job Creators Network. I get to come into work every day and tell you about a great organization like JCN, Job Creators Network. I mean, the craziness of the Biden agenda, small businesses are facing huge burdens. There are going to be small businesses that are going to be wiped out by onerous taxes, by these crazy regulations. You know what's going on. There are calls to increase the minimum wage, radically change labor laws. Well, there's a group working hard to fight this war against small business. It's called Job Creators Network. We need your help. I urge you to become a member of JCN. If you own a small business, if you work for one, or you support small businesses, do your part. Join their growing army of small business advocates. Go to joinjcn.com. That's joinjcn.com. Learn more. Go to joinjcn.com. All kinds of breaking news, too, to report on. We'll be all over tomorrow, tonight. Holy cow. Caitlyn Jenner appearing with Sean Hannity. Now, that's going to get interesting. We are never going to run out of things to talk about, and I'm grateful for that, and I'm grateful for you. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Wednesday. Be safe, and keep fighting the good fight. I'm Mike Gallagher. God bless America.